I'm sure all of us have been in that situation before where you're out and then somebody comes up to you and they're like, hey, you remember me? And you can't think of their name.
That's the worst.
How do you handle that? Normally, I have my bodyguard punch them in the face, which is why I don't have a lot of friends anymore.
It's weird.
But it's always tough to figure out how you handle that. You're like, hey, yeah, of course I remember you there.
Buddy.
Oh, God, here you are.
And that's what happened to Penny, who's on the phone today for a second date update. Her email said that she ran into an old friend, but he didn't really remember her.
Oh, no.
I guess they still ended up going out on a date, though. What's up, Penny? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
Oh, man. Was that moment awkward when you realized that this guy that you were excited to see didn't know who you were?
Yeah, it was really awkward, especially because I thought I would have been memorable because we were, like, sort of friends in middle school.
Dude, that's messed up.
So you knew him from middle school, you said?
Yeah. Okay. We knew each other in middle school, and we didn't really hang out in the same groups. But, right. If we had a class together and we didn't know a lot of other people, we would usually, like, try and sit next to each other because he was always, like, really funny and would make me laugh during class.
So, wait, did you just, like, randomly run into him out and about?
Yeah, I was at this fair thing, and I saw somebody that looked like him. And then when I got close enough that I was, like, pretty sure it was him by profile, I just, like, said the name Christian loudly. And he turned around, and then I knew it was definitely him.
Oh,
okay. So that could have been kind of weird, the way you did that.
Yeah.
Just walking around, Christian! Oh, cool, he looked.
If it's a big group of people, I figure, like, you say a name, like, somebody might just think you're talking to somebody behind them.
True. So what happened after you said his name?
He turned around, and you know that look people have where they're like, crap, this person knows me, and I definitely can't place them, but their face is kind of familiar.
Totally.
He definitely had that in his eyes, so I sort of started talking, and then I just realized he could not remember my name, so I told him who I was.
Okay, and then after you told him your name was Penny, did he remember you, or was he still like, no, not ringing a bell?
No, he remembered, but you could tell it was like an effort of like opening an old file cabinet, trying to remember.
So what was that like for you? I mean, were you insulted, or were you fine with it?
Well, I don't know. I feel like he looked really cute, so I was like a little bummed.
Well, you're hot enough that I'm going to let that one slide.
Yeah, like I was a little bummed about it, but I wasn't going to like let that deter me from talking to him.
So how'd the conversation go after he finally remembered who you were?
It was fine. It was very like small talk. He just looked really good. Like he grew up really well. He lost a little bit of the baby fat, which I said out loud, and I probably shouldn't have.
Wow, you lost your baby fat.
You're not so fat.
Look at you. Yeah, wow.
Good job, buddy.
Way to overcome adversity and be good looking when you got older.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I just told him that I thought he looked really good, and then he kind of said the same back.
So wait, did you guys go out on an actual date, or did you just hang out at the fair and have weird conversations about how much weight you've lost?
No, we talked for like 5 minutes, and then our friends were kind of trying to like go to different things. So he just said we should hang out sometime, and he let me pick the restaurant, and we just like, so we could continue chatting and kind of catching up and, you know.
Okay.
And how was the date?
It started out really well. We kind of like reminisced a little, and then it got a little awkward kind of in the middle. A guy friend of mine ended up being at the same restaurant, and he came over and sat down with us at the table.
God, you run into people that you know all over the place.
I know. It's weird.
He just sat down at your table.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to, like, if you knew him, you would be like, yeah, that makes sense. But it was awkward because we were kind of like right in the middle of the date.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, I sort of saw it as like a positive because he gets to see somebody that I work in the same industry with. He got to learn a little bit about me and just kind of like see that I, you know, have like a community around me and stuff.
And it shows that you're like a popular person.
Yeah. Like I have friends. I'm not weird.
Did he stay for a long time?
He probably stayed for a good 15 minutes.
Dang!
Okay. On a date, that's
you're
a
like,
long
hey,
time.
You're dropping hints all over the place. I'm on a
date. But it honestly didn't feel like 15 minutes. Like, I was surprised when I realized it was. We all got along really well. Like, it wasn't until after he left that it kind of started to feel like maybe it disrupted the date a little bit.
Uh-oh. Do you think it could have been the French kiss when you kissed your friend goodbye?
That didn't happen.
She didn't say that. What are you imagining in your head right now?
That's not what happened?
It was not a three-way, and I'm restaurant.
I thought that's like you. It's a coworker of yours. That's naturally what happens when they say goodbye.
No,
so
it's not.
Okay. Not my coworker.
So not that. Yeah. All right.
But Christian couldn't have been upset by that. I mean, it's out of your control.
Yeah, I don't think he was upset. It was just like, you could just tell he was kind of uncomfortable. Like
maybe it ruined the momentum of the evening.
It kind of just plateaued from there. Like it was like an awkward side hug when we left.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. That was my next question. Was how did it end? Awkward side hug. That's usually a great sign.
No.
Yeah.
At the end of a date.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Man.
You know what? Maybe he hasn't grown up very much. Maybe he's still awkward around girls and like it was uncomfortable for him to give you a hug.
Maybe. I don't know. I felt really good about the date in general. So I didn't really know, like, if he thought I was, like, dating the other guy or was interested in the other guy or, in fact, I was interested in me. I just didn't really, it was really hard to read him at the end of, like, how he thought the date went.
All right. Mm-hmm. And have you talked to him since?
I've reached out a couple times, and I feel like I've kind of gotten the brush off a little. So I just kind of want to get a hold of him and see if I can, like, explain my side and just clear the air. If that guy was the issue, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't get panicked about it because that guy might not be the issue. There could be a slew of other issues that you don't know about, you know?
Yeah, maybe it wasn't as good on his side as I thought it was.
I was going to tell her it sounds really salvageable, but apparently not.
You never know.
All right. One side is giving me hope.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, hang on.